Welcome to your five for the day. Ask any train commuter their opinion on the state of the nation's railways, and it's unlikely you would meet with a warm response. Check social media between certain hours at the start and end of each working day, and you will see no end of messages decrying the late arrivals, cancellations, and less than exceptional levels of service. Lack of investment, antiquated infrastructure, and shortage of rolling stock. You can blame it on whatever you like. So while the ongoing electrification of key routes throughout the country might mean faster, greener, quieter, and more reliable journeys at some point in the future, few will look back misty-eyed at what went immediately before. Not so the golden age of the steam train, which, regardless of its faults, of which there were many, will always be bathed in rosy nostalgia by railway fanatics, including myself, who spent many a happy hour in my youth at the end of Swansea High Street Station, waiting with bated breath to glimpse the magic of steam. Many years ago, there was an incident involving a 63-year-old woman who mistook railway tracks for a road. As the woman drove onto the tracks, her car got stuck on the rails. To make matters worse, a train was coming head-on towards her, and there was no stopping it. The woman started screaming for help. An off-duty female police officer and her husband heard her screams and ran to rescue the woman and get her out of her vehicle. When they got to the car, they realised the woman depended on crutches to walk and couldn't escape on her own. Just moments after the police officer and her husband rescued the stranded woman, the train smashed into her vehicle. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did the same heroic rescue for helpless and sinful humanity. In the Bible, we read that at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person some might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Our problem is that we are sinners, and often we do not appreciate the danger we are in. In the book of Isaiah, it says, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." Thankfully, the woman in our story realized the danger she was in and did the right thing in calling out for help. If she had sat there thinking, "I'm crippled, I'm not able to get out of this by myself, there's no point in shouting for help, who would be bothered to rescue me?" the story would not have had a happy ending. But the good news is that we can be saved not by our works or efforts, but by faith in Jesus Christ. He can save us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. Receive the gospel today, that Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised the third day and appeared to many witnesses, so that we can be saved from being hit by the train of eternal separation from the great love of a kind, loving, and merciful God. Thank you for listening.